Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to the Kitchen Stitches podcast. This is episode 27, and I am your host, Summer. Excuse me. You can find me on Ravelry and on Instagram as Summer Yarns, which is S-O-M-E-R-Y-A-R-N-S. For those of you who are returning viewers, thanks for coming back. And for those of you, not viewers, I'm not a video podcast. And for those listeners who are new, thanks for checking me out. If you like what you hear, I haven't asked in a while, but it would be really nice if you would give me an iTunes review. I've been at the same number for a while, so it will boost me up a little bit and help other people find me and help knitters just in general, our podcast, stand out. So that would be really nice. I should do that too because it's been a while since I went out and left some reviews. What am I going to talk about today? I am going to talk about what I've been up to. I finished objects, whips that I've been working on, spinning, enabling, vacation knitting, Christmas all year long knit along, and in the kitchen. It is Saturday, July 26th. It's a little after 8:30 in the morning. My family is starting to stir. Well, my husband is gone for the day, and I doubt my son is stirring anytime soon. My daughter is starting to stir, but hopefully she'll stay in bed long enough for me to finish the podcast. Speaking of my daughter, let's move on to what I've been up to, because the first thing on the list is not what I have been up to, but what she has been up to. The last time I podcast, I mentioned that my daughter was in Japan for a school visit. She was spent 10 days there, and she returned on the 17th. And she had a great time. I wish that she were willing to sit here and talk to y'all about it, because it would be much better to come from her than from me. But from what I can see, she had a really good time. They spent 2 days with a family with host families in Toyama Prefecture, which is on the west side of Japan. And there were 2 or 3 students per household. So she and another student stayed with this one family. And she seemed to really like them. They seemed to really enjoy having them there. They got to do a lot of tourism stuff, of course. They visited a couple of schools. They did a lot of shopping, a lot of eating. And it was really great. I do have a link to her Flickr album, and I can post that in the show notes and in the Ravelry group, if I remember. So that's what she's been up to. We also had a birthday this week. On Tuesday was my son Eli's 16th birthday. I just don't even know how that is possible. We did not do a whole lot. For his birthday, he and my husband built him a new computer. So not terribly expensive, but he didn't get this elaborate computer, but they decided to build one together, and it can grow with him, which is nice. And we had friends over on Sunday to celebrate, and he had some friends over on his actual birthday to spend the night and hang out. So I think he had a good day. I think I mentioned in the last episode that I was doing Couch to 5K. That has kind of been this week. It's been really hot. I know that, I think I probably said in the last episode that, if I see pictures on Instagram of people out there doing it when it's hot as motivation, you're not in Houston. That's all I have to say. When it's 105, or no, when it is 90 something degrees and feels like 105 and the humidity is like 75% humidity, I'm not going to run. It's not, first of all, it's just not healthy. Second of all, I'm just not doing it. The other thing, even then, if at 8 o'clock at night it still feels like 95, no, it's not happening. So this week it just kind of sucked. But I did buy a new Fitbit on the weekend. I ended up buying a Fitbit Flex. I had been thinking about it for a long time and was going to just replace my Zip, which quit working. Or actually, I'm not sure it quit working, but in the process of trying to put a new battery in, we ended up breaking the the battery cover, so I needed a new one. And I ended up with the Flex. I'm very happy with it so far. It's doing what I thought it was, which is I'm not forgetting to wear it because it's around my wrist. I do like that a lot. It's not motivating me to walk more at this point because, again, hot. We are going on vacation tomorrow, and that was one of the reasons I really wanted to replace it before we went, because we plan to do a lot of hiking, and I want to be able to count my steps. Hopefully, once we get back from vacation, I can pick up the running again. Unfortunately, my husband has not been the best support system for me in that. I don't know. He has it in his head that we can do exactly the same thing, and his goals are not necessarily the same as mine, his body's not the same as mine, and it can be a little frustrating. So I think I need to figure out a way to just do the running part on my own, and then keep the hiking with the family, which is great. I think there's no reason we can't do it that way. So that is my plan. So there's my exercise update. Food-wise, I have not been doing great. I could have been doing worse, but I haven't. It's kind of been a bum week. So after vacation, I'll kickstart things again. Don't let me fail. Those of you on Instagram and in the Ravelry group, check in on me occasionally, because I do have a tendency to fall back into old habits, and I don't want to do that. But I'm also not going to knock myself around for this. What else have I been up to? Oh, well, speaking of vacation, we have our vacation prep. Today is going to be a crazy hectic day. My husband is attending a conference in Clear Lake, which is south of Houston, at a NASA facility. And so he won't be here until later this afternoon. And things we still have to do. We have to finish washing clothes, which actually I meant to stick a load in to wash while I was podcasting, but I forgot. Whoops. So we have to finish washing clothes. We have to pack. The kids informed me about 8 o'clock last night that they both need some shorts. Eli, we never bought him a pair of hiking shoes. We need to wash the dog. We need to do the dishes. Of course, we need to pack. Oh, and the clincher is that Laura wants me to dye her hair. And I'm not talking just, you know, getting some Garnier and dyeing it a little bit red. We have manic panic, and she wants to dye it blue, which involves bleaching and then dyeing. I think it's great that she wants to do this, and that it, you know, she wants to do fun things with her hair. I just wish it wasn't the day before vacation. We'll see. We may have to wait on that. So vacation prep. Yeah, that's, I guess that's all. I see that's all I have to do. That's a long list, and to do it by myself, I'm going to be very frustrated by the end of the day. But let's talk about vacation, because I have been so excited about this. I can't even stand it. It has been, ever since, I guess, June, the first trip my husband took out to West Texas. I've been dying. I've been itching to get out of the house, to go on vacation. Excuse me. And I can't believe that it's actually here. So finally, we'll be leaving in the morning. I am heading back to Tennessee to the Smokies. I will be thinking about Into the Wall. I'm actually I hope y'all can't hear that truck. It's really loud. My main project for the trip is my Tan House Brook shawl. You know, this is coming up in a different segment, but I'll mention it here. I'm using my some of the yarn I got at Into the Wool, so it's nice that this is the one that's made it to the surface and will be my main knitting while I am traveling, because it will bring me. I'll be going back to the area, and it will make me think of all of you guys that are that were there. What else? Okay, so vacation, right. So we've rented a cabin in Townsend, Tennessee, which is their tagline is the quiet side of the Smokies. There are two main entrances to the park, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, as I know it. It's been about 20 years since we went. so it's been a while. I really love this part. But we have, some of this may be a repeat from the last, one of the more recent episodes. I don't remember what I talked about, but I love the Smokies. I love the mountains. I really would love to move to that area at some point. Maybe after Eli graduates, you know, who knows? It all depends on college plans and that type of thing. But I don't have a huge love affair with Gatlinburg itself, just because it is so touristy. Even 20 years ago, I remember how horrible the traffic was, and I can't imagine that it's gotten any better since then. So that was not our goal. Our goal was not to stay right in Gatlinburg. And so I started looking. I was really, I was looking at hotels, but then I just, on a whim, I looked for cabins and realized that the cost for renting cabins in the area is really about the same as it would be to rent a hotel, which really surprised me. And I did a lot of comparing. I mean, I didn't just go with one rental company. Just, you know, I checked that. I found a list on some Smoky Mountain travel site and compare prices across probably every single one of the ones that they had listed. And all of them had, they, of course, there were, you know, cabins that were way out of our price range, but all of them had cabins that looked nice, that were within the same price range as a hotel would be. So absolutely, that's what we went with. Several years ago, we went to a wedding in North Carolina for a friend, and we rented a cabin, and that's probably the best vacation I've ever had. It was so relaxing. Oh, and I'm really hoping to have an experience like that again. I don't know what, you know, where this cabin is. I don't know if it's surrounded by other cabins. I don't know if it's up in a mountain. I have no idea, but I'm hoping for something just kind of, just a similar experience. I guess you'll know in my next podcast whether or not that happened. So the other plans, I mean, I have sort of a plan sketched out. We are driving, we're driving from Houston to Chattanooga tomorrow and staying overnight there. We had planned to do some touristy stuff on Monday morning there, but we are going to wait and do that probably on our way back through. So we're going to spend the night there, then drive the couple hours more to the park and just hang out and do whatever we do. We've got some fairly concrete, not really concrete plans, because they are absolutely flexible, but I've looked at some guides, and I'm like, okay, well, this road is closed in the mornings, you know, this morning for just closed to cars for pedestrians and bikers, so we don't want to do that morning, so we'll do that this day, you know, that kind of stuff. So we've done some logistical planning, but all of it is flexible. And we do plan to go into Gatlinburg one day, but that's not the focus of our trip, so we're going to save that to the end of the vacation. And we'll go in and I want to visit the yarn store that they're a fiber store, and then, you know, the kids need to see this part of the Smokies too, so that's the plan. We'll go do that, eat some lunch, visit the arts and crafts type stuff, and then do stuff on that side of the park. So I am really, really excited, in case you can't tell. I am hoping, I don't know that I'll actually be able to make this work, but what I would like to do while I am gone is to record a little bit every day, and just kind of like a diary of my travels, and put that all together at the end of the week, and upload that, so that y'all can all come on vacation with me. But we'll see. I don't know that it'll work. And like I said, you know, I don't know exactly what the setting will be like. There may not be a place for me to go do that, you know, take a few minutes to do that each day. But if I have a way to do it, then I will. So that's pretty much all I've been up to. Work has been really slow right now. We are working on a new website, but outsourced it. So our vendor is doing most of the work right now. We are getting to the point, probably not long after I get back from vacation, we'll have to start doing content migration, and that's when my life will get really busy, because we have a lot of stuff that needs to go on that site. But for now, it's been really kind of slow. I will take the I will take that for right now. So let's move on to knitting. My finished objects. I finished my Elizabeth Zimmerman baby surprise jacket. I got this as a kit at Hill Country Weavers in Austin. Sorry, I need a sip of coffee. I got this as a kit in Hill Country Weavers in Austin back several months ago, and I wasn't sure that I had a recipient in mind, but I wasn't sure about it. I kind of wanted to see what the finished product looked like. It definitely will go to this baby. The kit came with Koidu KPPPM sock yarn, which I think I mentioned in the last episode, I realized is not superwash. It's 100% merino. And of course, luckily the recipient is a knitter, so I can explain and she will understand, but that was a little frustrating. But it is mostly purple. If you look at the project page, this is a purple sweater, but there's also greens and blues in it. It is really, really pretty. I love, love this pattern. I wasn't sure about it. It seemed so intimidating when I first looked at it, but it's really easy. And I have every intention of making another one. I don't have any babies to make for currently, but at some point I will make another one of these. It turned out probably to be about a 6 to 9 month size, maybe a little bigger. I can't really remember sizing. It's been a long time, 16 years since I had a baby that age. But it was supposed to make newborn size. I noticed looking back through other patterns, I think probably if I had used a size 4 instead of a size 6, it probably would have been closer to newborn size. But I am very, very happy with the size because the baby that I had intended this for was actually born on Wednesday. And as I mentioned during my Couch to 5K talk, it is really hot in Houston this time of year. So a baby sweater is not the most practical for a newborn. I mean, and we're very over air conditioned, so you can. But a baby will get much more wear out of it a little later into the fall. And this should definitely fit him during the winter, so I'm really pleased with it, and I haven't gifted it yet, but I'll do that after vacation sometime. At the time when I finished it, the baby had not been born. I actually saw the mom on Monday, and baby was born on Wednesday, so I will give the gift sometime in the near future. I also finished a preemie hat out of Spartacus Dyes and Where Bluebirds Fly. Nothing too exciting about that. And I finished my cowl out of my handspun. The pattern I used is the 2-1 cowl by Laura Treadway. It's a free pattern. There's nothing to this. It's a ribbed cowl. It's a 2-1 cable. So knit 2, purl 1 around. The original, how big you make it depends on your gauge and how bulky your handspun is. She originally called, I think hers was 81 stitches around, and I did 90, just because I wasn't sure, and if it was bigger, that was fine. It turned out the perfect size. It is beautiful, and I can't believe that I actually made this from yarn, made the yarn and made the cowl out of it, and it's so cool. That reminds me that I have it blocking and I need to go check on that. I had forgotten about it. I blocked it. I wish I had used blocking wires because I think it may have actually looked better before I blocked it. I can always re-block it though. So those are my only finished objects. I've got several whips in progress. Nothing really new. I'm still working on my sock yarn blanket. I haven't made very much progress on that. I'm debating whether or not to bring that on with me because it's still very portable, and that would be a good opportunity to get a bunch of squares done. So maybe I will stick that in the car too. But I think we're taking my car instead of the SUV just because my car is a lot newer. We don't have as much storage space, so I probably should pare down my knitting a little bit. So I'm still working on that. I am still working on my Socks on a Plane. It's a free pattern by Laura Linneman. I'm using Desert Vista Dye Works, the Zen Base, and Fireworks for the Fourth, and these are just fabulous. I'm almost done with them. I have one more cable repeat before the cuff, and then I think I did 2.5 cables for the cuff. So I'm almost done with that. I really want to finish it today to free up the needles. I think I may have another pair of needles, but I want to finish them today. I would like to turn them in for Nerd Wars. I have one more project I'd like to turn in, but I'm not sure I can make them fit. Surely I can come up with something. And then the other thing that I am currently working on is my Tan House Brook shawl, which I already mentioned. I am using the Fibers shawl ball in the Into the Wool exclusive colorway, which is sky blue with flecks of green that gradates into a tree bark brown. And it is lovely, and I'm just starting to see flecks of the brown come in. I am one repeat away from finishing the stockinette portion, which is the beginning of the shawl, and I'll get into more interesting stuff, which I'm ready for. The stockinette portion is boring, but it does make for a pretty shawl. So those are all of my current WIPs. Of course, I still have several things on the needles, but I haven't been working on anything else. Spinning, I haven't been spinning as much. I am still working on the Spunrite Round Falkland in the Pegasus colorway, which is peachy orange with some fuchsia and some blue, a little bit of gray. I don't know. I guess maybe, yeah. I think the problem is I really liked the merino that I did so much that doing the Falkland, I just am not excited about it. But I really want to finish this. I'm going to fold the singles, and I'm sure it's going to be really pretty. I just need to make myself do it. I don't think I'm going to take my spinning with me on vacation, but I may. Maybe I will. That doesn't take up much room. I don't know. I haven't decided. But I love spinning, but it's not exciting me anymore. It's sad because when I first started this, I loved it. I really liked this fiber, but the merino spoiled me, I think. Enabling. I did actually buy one thing this week, and I had a $20 credit with Eat Sleep Knit, and I don't even remember what the $20 credit was for. I don't know if it was from one of their scratch-off cards or if it was from something else. I have no idea, but I had a $20 credit, and I applied it and bought some Madeline Tosh Unicorn Tails, which are basically their mini skeins of the Tosh Merino Light. And I bought them to add to my sock yarn blanket. And I bought five mini skeins. And these are the colorways, and I copied them down from my order, and I don't remember which colors are which, but they are fairly obvious. There's Big Sore, Dust Bowl, Purple Basil, Jade, and Tart. I don't remember which one the Big Sur was. Dust Bowl is kind of it's mostly gray, but it kind of has a little purplish tinge. Purple Basil is purple, Jade is green, and Tart is that beautiful red. I think Big Sur is a greenish one also, but I can't remember. This is the first time I've ever worked with Madeline Tosh. I mean, no, that's not true. It's the first time I've ever worked with Tosh Merino Light. And I've done one square using it. And it's so soft and so pretty. So that is all the enabling. I did actually, speaking of their scratch-off cards, when I got a scratch-off card from Eat, Sleep, Knit. And I actually won something on this one. I won a sock project bag. So I have that all packaged up to send and get my bag. And I also had laying around two $5 credits that I had won at other times. So I will have $10 credit and a sock project bag, which is very exciting. I love that system. I love the idea of their system. Bless you, kitty. of the scratch-off cards. I think it's a neat idea, and I've actually have won store credit, and I've won, actually won a mitten kit, which was really cool. It was two skeins of Madeline Tosh DK, which was, I mean, that was a very generous gift, or a very generous prize. So I've won that before, too. The only thing I don't like about the system is that you have to mail the cards back. I wish that they had a code on them so that you could somehow redeem them online, because putting them in the mail just doesn't work for me. I mean, even though I have a mailbox outside my house, I have the thing in the envelope with a stamp on it, and I haven't put it in for several days. It's a pain. So, yeah. That's my enabling. That's my chattiness. Vacation knitting. So I already mentioned that I'm bringing the Tan House Brook shawl, and that that will be a nice reminder of the Into the Wool retreat. I am also going to bring my TGV, which I had kind of set aside. I mean, not because I didn't like it, just because, well, for one thing, I had it on needles that were, the cable was too short, so I was kind of getting to the point where I needed to move it. And I have not been doing monogamous knitting, but I've been choosing one project to work on to make a huge dent in it, and it's been working very well. And that one just had not made it to the top of the list yet. But now it still hasn't, because Tan House Brook has, but this one is nice, easy, mindless knitting to bring with me if I get bored with the Tan House Brook. I can pick this one up. I did switch it to new needles, and it's ready to go. The only thing about it is that you're supposed to weigh it when you get to the halfway point. I don't think I'll work on it enough for it to get to that point anyway. So, that's not that big a deal. I really need to buy a little portable scale to take with me. I'm not going to do it for this time, but I wish I had one. I will also, I guess I'm going to let myself actually open my brown paper bag with my August socks and grab that yarn, because we won't be leaving. We will still be on vacation on August 1st, and I want to be able to cast socks on. I may actually let myself cast them on after I bind off my socks on a plane, just because I'd like to just be able to pick them up and work on them rather than have to cast on. But I don't know. I have absolutely no idea what's in this bag, which is kind of exciting. And then I'm going to grab also the sockhead hat that I started right before Into the Wool and haven't done very much on at all. Just, again, mindless knitting, but it's gives me some variety. So I'm not bringing anything that's really complicated, just a variety of projects. And like I mentioned, I do plan to go to the yarn store in Gatlinburg, so maybe I'll get something good there too. I would also like to mention the Christmas All Year Long Knit Along. I've been doing this since January, and basically it's just what it sounds like. You can knit anything that is for Christmas, but I should have named it Christmas All Year Long sounds a lot better than Winter Holiday All Year Long. But you can use any winter holiday. It can be for whatever holiday you celebrate during the winter. And the idea is to make ornaments or gifts or decorations or whatever you want, as long as it is for that holiday. And you can do whatever craft you want. The winner for the second quarter was Have Faith, and she did contact me. But I wanted to mention, so I have been saying for the past 3 months that second gift or second prize was going to be a $10 Etsy gift certificate. Well, after Karen contacted me, I went to get her gift certificate and realized that the lowest denomination gift card you could get through Etsy was $25. And I want to keep it fair for the quarterly gifts and keep them right around $10. I just think that's fair. If you won something during the prize shouldn't be better for different quarterly prizes. The big prize at the end will be better, but this one, it just seemed fair. So I contacted Karen and gave her several options. And that's what I'm going to do for this next quarterly, which will be, we'll draw for this one. Let's see. That was January, March, April. So July, August, and September is what I will be drawing for next. And the prize for that, I will give the winner the option. And a lot of people are doing this, and I think that this is a good way to do this. So rather than just say, this is what you get, I will give the winner a choice of either a $10 or less pattern from Ravelry, a $10 gift certificate to another online store, and that's what Karen chose, Half Faith. She chose a $10 gift certificate to Paradise Fibers. And then, or, oh gosh, I don't remember what the other option was I gave. I know one of the options I had given was a $10 donation to the charity of your choice. I'm going to change that one. I'm not going to include that one in general, just because that is, people's charities and choices of charities are very personal, and they may, you know, I'm sure that there are people who listen who have very different political and religious and whatever, you know, opinions than I do, and I think it could be awkward if someone chose a charity, you know, for an organization that I personally didn't agree with, even though I wouldn't be giving it in my name. You know, that just seems, it's a little, it's a little shaky, so I'm not going to include that one. But gosh, what was the other one? I gave one other option. $10 gift certificate, $10 pattern, or I don't remember. I'll have to update that in the group. I don't remember what it was. It was something Yarny related. I have no idea. Oh, I know what it was. If I gave her the option of finding something, if there was something on Etsy that she wanted that was $10 or less, I would just purchase that and have it sent to her and don't worry about shipping. I could only do that if it was domestic though, because I can't afford at this point to pay for international shipping. So let's rehash those since that was a little rambly. The possible options for the winner of the July, August, and September knit-along will be either a $10 gift certificate to the online store of your choice, a $10 pattern, $10 or less pattern on Ravelry, or if there is something that you find online, I said Etsy, but anything will be okay. I will purchase it and have it sent to you. So, there you go. Let's move on to In the Kitchen. And I'm going to take another sip of coffee. My coffee's getting cold. I talk too much. In the Kitchen. Okay, so the last time I talked about the Ben & Jerry's core ice cream, and I talked about the salted caramel and how it was the best thing ever. And I still think that it's the best thing ever. But I decided to try the peanut butter core. I totally cheated because I had some of this one night. This was late in the week, this week. And I pretty much given up on the whole exercise thing for the week. And I ate it anyway. And it was supposed to be my incentive. I'm really bad. But I will, in my defense, this was disappearing and I really wanted to try it. I actually had not tried any of it because I was being good. So it was okay. I prefer the salted caramel. It was good ice cream. Ben & Jerry's is always good ice cream, but this was, I liked the other one better. There are a couple other flavors of the core that I want to try, but I think the salted caramel is going to remain my favorite. The other three things are, well, there's two baking items and then just a mention of what we had for Eli's birthday. Not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, I made a blackberry upside down cake. We were going to some friend's house for dinner and I wanted to bring something and I didn't want it to be something terribly heavy. So I had penned this recently and I tried it. It was okay. The biggest problem was that I did not hear the timer go off. Luckily I had sat down to do a sock blanket square while it baked, and I knew how long that it takes for me to do a square, and I was getting close to the end of the square, and the timer hadn't gone off, and I knew that it should, so I checked, and sure enough, it had gone off, but it could not have been that long. Unfortunately, it was just long enough that the cake was a little dry. I will definitely try the recipe again. It was really good. The blackberry part of it, it really tasted a lot like blackberry jam on the cake. It was really yummy, but I'll have to give a better opinion of it another time. I'll make it another time. The other thing that I made was absolutely probably one of the best things I've ever made. For Eli's birthday, I asked him what he wanted, what kind of cake he wanted, and he said something cheesecake. So what I did was go through all of my dessert pins on Pinterest and made a new board for cheesecake and moved everything that was cheesecake into this board and had him look through it. And actually, I looked through it with him and read him the names of the recipes because you can't always tell visually, especially if you're not a baker, what this is. So I had him go through it, and there was one that I really wanted to make, but I did not sway him, and he agrees that I did not. And he looked through the whole list, and he's like, move back to the top. And he looks at it, and he's like, that one. And then, luckily, that was the one that I had wanted to make, too. And oh, such a good choice. It was a lemon blackberry cheesecake. And it looked it looked like it would be really complicated, but it wasn't. It was super easy. It has the graham cracker crust that is common to cheesecake. And then you basically make just normal cheesecake batter, divide it in half, puree some blackberries and leave some whole, mix that into one half of the cheesecake batter, pour that in the dish, in the springform pan. Bake it for about 10 minutes just to get it to solidify just a little bit. And then take it out, pour the rest of the cheesecake batter on top, and then bake it for about an hour. Now, it tasted delicious. I mean, this was absolutely amazing. There's actually some in the refrigerator. And I keep telling Eli he better eat it or I'm going to, and he may lose his chance. But we had that. It tasted great. The presentation was not. I haven't baked very many cheesecakes, and the recipe didn't say, didn't say to use a water bath or anything. But I've learned from somebody on Instagram. Maybe it was Knitful. Somebody on Instagram recommended. Her pastry chef husband recommended a water bath or just a pan of water in the oven. Sorry, animals going crazy over here. Poor Pearl is so itchy. I think the water bath probably would have been a good idea. This cake rose probably 2 inches out of the springform pan. Luckily, I had put it on a baking sheet. It didn't overflow, really. There were a couple of things that dripped off, but not for the most part. And, of course, it settled back down. But it was cracked and ugly. It didn't matter. It tasted amazing. This is a recipe I would highly recommend. It looks complicated, but it was really easy, and it was delicious. And then the only other thing I mentioned for Eli's birthday, he decided he wanted to have the jalapeno cream cheeseburgers that we had. That wasn't for his birthday, but it was a couple of days before when we celebrated. I made these a while back and talked about them. They were just so good. You just take hamburger patties and fill them with a mix. Excuse me. Pearly. Oh, I'm so sorry. Fill them with a mixture of cream cheese and jalapenos and grill them, and they were very, very good. So, gosh, y'all just get to hear all kinds of scratching from my poor dog today. I am so sorry. I know that's got to be very distracting, but I'm not going to edit it out. So that is pretty much it. Like I said, I will try to record some while I'm on vacation, and you should hear from me hopefully sooner because I'd like to piece that together. Even if I don't record over vacation, I'd like to do a podcast soon after we get back to talk about my adventures. So until then, happy knitting, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.